Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, it's that time of year again. I'm so excited. I think everybody's excited that it's Expo time of year. Yep. Expo's coming out right now, and it's going to be October 2nd through 5th, I believe it is, in Irvington. No, actually, yeah, it's in Dallas, Texas, but I believe it's Irvington, Texas. And let me make sure on that so I'm not sending you the wrong place here. It is Irving, Texas, correct? October 2nd through 5th, and it's going to be incredible. I'll go over more of what's going to be there over the next few days as we get closer and closer to it. But today I'm very happy to have one of the speakers that's going to be at the Expo. This individual has been with Lifestyles for a long time. In fact, I don't know the exact number of years, so we'll ask him once he comes on. But he's been what we call a life changer. That's someone who's a teacher for Lifestyles. He's been doing this for quite some time. He's been a member for quite some time. But what's interesting is that David, who most of you or many of you know, David Fisher, David has his own approach to real estate investing, and he does a lot more renovation than many of our members. Many of our members take the easiest and the shortest route to getting a deal done. David just sort of has a hobby, an internal drive, per se, to want to take on the hardest, dirtiest projects out there and turn them around for the largest profits. So that's what he kind of does. I'm happy to have to say that he's going to be at the Expo and doing a rehab class with his son, and they're going to show you what they do. So I'm really happy to have him on with me today at a short notice. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for helping me today, Del. Appreciate it.
So David, how long have you been a member here, and how long have you been a life changer here?
Well, I joined Lifestyles in April 2009, as you might know, or folks out there can learn. I was skeptical of Lifestyles, but when I did it, when I listened to what Del said, I said, hey, can a regular guy like me do this? I had no prior real estate experience, so I want the people out there listening. Even if you have no prior real estate experience, neither did I was able to retire myself. I started with 70 grand. I turned to 14 million. That's a 10-second approach of what I did. But it was all because of you, Del Walmsley. I really appreciate you taking me by the hand, teaching me on that very first deal on, and then I replicated that map, and I made it perfect after a while. Best product, best price, just like you taught me.
Well, that's a very good short version of being successful. 70,000, 14 million. I like that. That's only if it were that easy, David. But the great thing is you did it, and you're out there teaching other people to do it. I haven't seen your syllabus yet for the class you're going to teach, so I'm hoping that you've kind of got it in your head and can share with us. You know, what kind of things are you going to teach us that we don't get in the normal classes? Because one of the things about Expo, it allows us to go off curriculum. Because we have new people joining every month, we have to stay on curriculum. Otherwise, the new people wouldn't get the basics, and the next level people wouldn't get the next level, et cetera. And to really get all the way up to the top, we can only do that at certain times like the Expo. So have you come up with your class yet? Have you figured it out?
Yeah, basically what I'm doing is me and my son are taking a family approach, and that's what it's about legacy and family, of how we do our rehabs. What I've learned over the years to minimize costs on how to do a rehab project. And the problem is, what is best product and best? We talk about it. We say, hey, get with your contractors, do a scope of work. But I want to go line by line to show people how to do a scope of work to keep the costs down and to be able to replicate that process. What I learned from you, Del, is you mimic success. So I found the most successful guys in the industry. I've been around them all these years. I made millions doing it. So what I did was I made the perfect little way of doing a project, and it works on both single family and multifamily. And I'm going to get down to the minutia of here's how you set that up so anyone, a brand new person, can learn how to do this with their family, whether they're doing single family, whether they're doing multifamily, and take action on those things. I'm going to have action items. I'm going to have lists of how I do it, the SKU numbers at home people, because I know they have them all across the USA. So I'm going to make it, here's the exact materials I use, so that way that when they get with their contractor, we never lift up a hammer. We hire the people to do work, but I want to make sure, how do you know these guys are ripping you off or not? I want to know the cost of actually doing the business, and that way they can put pen to paper with purpose and do it right.
Boy, that's way more detailed than you generally get in class like this, so that's going to be great. This can be done with single family or multifamily?
Correct. Even though the class is going to say single family, I use the same exact metrics with my multifamily properties. I use the same backsplashes, the same tile, the same sinks. Everything's the same, and it works for me, and it's clean, functional, you know, workforce housing, exactly how we teach it, because that's who our customer is, so it's all about customer service. I need to win them over, and the guy doesn't pick the place, the woman does, so I got to make sure get the appeal for her to love that place and say, this is my home.
Now, when you say what we do as a group in Lifestyles is workforce housing, that is a part truth. I mean, that might be a majority of what we started out doing, but we now have people doing other classifications, you know, everything from Class A down now. So, so are you focusing on workforce housing? Is that what you're focusing on?
Yeah, and then what I'm going to explain is the difference, because I do have 1A class property, but I just sold it recently. I have B and C, and think of it like letter grades, folks. A would be the top of the top. B and C is your middle class kind of stuff. So I know the differences. It's the same, you know, 600-square-foot apartment, but we get more rents per square foot on the higher-end one. So there's a few extra things I do, like barn doors and stuff like that. And I'm going to bring that up in the class of here's what I have to do if I have to do a higher-end rehab. So I am going to cover that as well. So I am going to cover all aspects of it, like you said, Del. But in general, most of our members want, hey, what is clean and functional? And that's where I want to get to. And then I will tweak a little bit on the higher-end stuff as well.
Are you going to get into how to hire contractors and how to keep them in line?
Right. I'm going to try to do that, even though I know there's other classes that are going to actually hit that harder. I'll do a brief version of that, of how I look for the skill sets I look for. Skill tests, I actually ask a contractor to know, do they know what they're doing or not? There's certain things you can ask them and figure out, hey, they really know what they're doing, or is this Chuck on a truck from Craigslist? It's not what we want. We want a professional.
Chuck on a truck. Yeah. You know, Chuck does give a warranty, right, called the license plate warranty.
Yeah.
When you can no longer see the license plate, there's no more warranty.
Exactly. And I'm going to go over stuff is, well, people always ask the same questions about contractors. How much do I give them up front? How do I do this? And I'm going to teach that in the class as well. Things that are going to mitigate people's risk, because that's what it's all about at Lifestyles. It's about having a very conservative approach of risk mitigation, and I want to definitely talk about that.
Is there going to be anything in the class about the revaluation of the property after you did the renovation and the ability to be able to back out of it, whether or not you should do it or not? In other words, you can renovate anything, but you might end up at the back end of that renovation with property that you've got more into it than what it's really worth at this point. Any thoughts on
that? Right. There's a point. Yeah, definitely going to cover that. I'm going to cover about the major issues, foundation, roof, and all the things that people sometimes they get fall in love with it. It's an emotional decision. It should never be. It should be a mathematical decision. Pen to paper with purpose, put in a spreadsheet. If the numbers work the way I show it, then we go forward. If not, there's a million other deals out there. You don't fall in love with the deal. You make sure the numbers work the way we teach it, the map, and just replicate it.
One of the themes that I'm putting together in the expo this year is youth. And the world is such where we're looking out there politically and seeing just lunatics trying to run the world, and knowing that our kids growing up within this lunacy probably won't have very good in the future. So what I've seen is in our group, the people that really care about their kids are taking their kids by the hand and getting them involved in this and letting them develop their own businesses at a very early age. The biggest star we had on that is John Boryak, who started back when he was 18 years old. He's now in his early 30s, and he's worth millions of dollars. I mean, he's just, we've all followed his career. But we've got Madeline's son, and we have another gentleman just did a case study this weekend. So this gentleman's only 20 years old. He did a 10-unit apartment complex, and in 18 months, he turned it around and sold it, made $600,000. Raised $1 million to do that deal, raised the money in 6 hours. I mean, a 20-year-old kid raising $1 million in 6 hours, unbelievable. And, you know, we had Madeline's son do the same thing, basically on a 26-unit instead of a 10-unit. And I think there's more of these younger gentlemen and maybe younger ladies out there that are doing real estate. We're going to dig them all up for this. I think this is something really interesting. I know you have been working with your son for a long time on this. Let us, if you could, share with us your philosophy on how you brought your son into the business.
One thing I've learned, Dell, is you don't force kids into real estate. They have to want to do it. I have three kids. One loves it, lives, sleeps, and eats it. The other two want nothing to do with it. You love your kids no matter what, but I believe you don't force them on it. Odin right away understood the power of passive income. I remember when he was 11 years old, and, you know, I have a weird philosophy as a parent. I'm very conservative. I'm a millionaire. My kids are not. You understand? They're broke. So, and I treat them that way because I don't want to be spoiled kids like all the kids out there asking for stuff. So I give them one gift at Christmas and one gift at their birthday, and that's it. And the one year I'm like, he's really into Pokemon cards. It's what kids like, right? I go, so do you want some? I'll get you a whole case of Pokemon cards because he waits a whole year for this, right? He goes, no, Dad, I want an 8-unit. I'm like, no, you don't want an 8-unit. He goes, why would I want Pokemon cards? If I buy that 8-unit, you and Mom bought that, and you're making 50 grand a year off whatever it was. I know, 25 grand off that one. 25 grand a year off that. I can buy as many Pokemon as I want every month. So he understood the concept of passive income. And once I hooked him on that, he goes, well, Dad, let me do some projects with you. I go, okay. If you help me and stand by my side and watch everything I'm doing, I'll give you 10% of all profits. Well, that 10% added up because he started at 11, 12 years old. Now he's 18. He's ready to buy his own apartments. He has the money to put down to buy an apartment already at 18. So he wants to do it right now, but I'm trying to still slow him down a little because he's 18. There's a lot of pressure on you at 18. But I want him to instill his values, not just on real estate, but he has very conservative values of what's important in life, about your circle of five friends, all these things. And having kids, the next generation of real estate investors, I want other folks' kids to hang out with our kids and learn to mimic that success. If you have five broke friends, you're going to be five broke friends. You're going to be broke. You're going to be sixth one. The same thing with this. If you had five friends that are very successful and treat everybody with honor and dignity, and they can mimic that same level of success, that's what we're going to start doing at the Expo. We're going to have classes where people do that. Odin wants to share his story of, when he was 17 years old, he sat there and said to me, Dad, how can a young guy like me make $1 million? I said, you could buy two small apartments, you make $500,000 on each one. He goes, there's no way we can do that. Well, September and October of last year, I bought two small apartments. I bought a little 14-unit with him, and I bought a little 10-unit with him. They're already finishing out. We're going to make over $1 million in 1 year off those two little properties that he thought he couldn't do, and it's just an amazing story. And I might share the Expo. I don't know if I'm going to do that yet. And have Odin tell a story every step of the way because he took pictures the entire trip of him doing this every single day with my guys. I'd leave him there. He'd work with them. He'd learn how to do it. And he would mimic that same success that you taught me and now I taught him.
That's very interesting. So especially when you figure out you get the circle of friends that are going to influence how you come out. I noticed that I saw him like on a date in Facebook or something like that with it might have been prom or something. Does he hang out with people that fall into his same category of thinking?
It's funny. He all of his friends that are really close friends are mostly 90% lifestyles members that are very motivated kids just like him. One's a bodybuilder, you know, but it's a lifestyles member. Chad and Lisa Smith, very successful multimillionaires in the apartment industry in San Antonio. He hangs out with their kids. They're just good people, and they all hang out together and do projects together, and that's the type of influence I think kids should be around. They need to be around a positive. Some people have church groups or whatever. The same thing at Lifestyles. We have those small cliques of homeschool mothers and stuff. They get together. They get their kids together. They all think the same type of way. You want them to have that positive influence.
Absolutely. In fact, I don't know if you heard it yet or not, but we're going to put together a kids program this summer. We don't have the time right now because of Expo. But it's going to be teaching those types of things that you spoke about, that you taught to Odin in the beginning, which is just, you know, like the richest man in Babylon and understanding money and understanding, you know, all the theories that we've internalized over the last 20 years of doing this. We don't even think about it. You know, you don't even think about, where did I get that idea? It's internalized so deep in you now, you believe it's been your idea your entire life. But I wake up all the time and go, man, you know, I learned that somewhere, right? and then I internalize it. I know you internalized everything also. So at this point here, it's really great. Well, I'm really happy that you're going to be giving this class, and I hope Odin gets up there and we can get some young kids excited and motivated to get out here and do this stuff because, hey, you know, once we've already done it, nobody wants to hear our story anymore, David. We're just the same old, been doing it forever, right? So it's like, yeah, so you guys can do it. So let's let somebody else do it. Thanks for being on the show today, Dave. And we'll see you at Expo. The rest of you out there, remember this. Go to Expo and see David and Odin and find out how to do all this. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa appreciates having mentors who have her back.
Having the faith to move forward, and y'all have everything provided. I could call a mentor and say, hey, I don't know what to do. Someone is always there to guide you. I have backup.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join now for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing an email right now that somebody sent me, which is a long story with a lot to it, but I still want to get to it. I know this is not proper radio, that everything should be short and succinct and, you know, blah, 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 but this is a really good question. So it starts out here. It says, the power of control, your wealth, blah, 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 share story, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Goes on. What he's talking about is that there was a day when I was talking about when I was doing single family houses and I had a partner. So I got to see where this picks up at, makes sense. I'm also in that position where I am pursuing single family investments projects where I put in the sweat equity by doing the work with none of my finances nor reliance on my credit, while another investor puts up the finances and the leverage, his credit for the loans. We intend on being 50-50 co-owners of each property so that we will include our name on the title and deed at the closing. However, we will not have my name on the loans. I will be the primary contact and lead for these projects, and my financial partner will be the silent partner. This sounds very similar to how you did it in those early days. I was inspired by your story. He goes on with question one, where you both able to leverage the tax benefits of owning the 40 or so properties, actually, you know, I had over 107 properties, that you partnered on, or was the financial partner the only one able to deduct anything related to these properties? All right. We were both able to use the tax benefits out of these properties. And one of the things that's important to understand is that the way we did it is we bought them in an LLC. So an LLC is a pass-through tax entity, and whatever percentage ownership of the property you have that. The other thing that's different about what you're saying is that this guy's going to put up the money and the credit, and you're going to split it 50-50. I started that with my partner. That's what we thought was going to happen. What ended up happening was completely different. I put up the credit. He put up the money. And even then, he only would give me 25% of the profits. So there's, you know, the next question is really relevant to this whole issue here. He says, do you have any guidance or tips on what to do or not to do based on your experience with this model? One person putting in the money, another person doing all the work. There are lots of tips. In fact, there used to be a class I taught, and the class was called Partnershipping Sucks, and Here's 15 Hours of How to Fix That. That's how problematic this model is. Now, don't get me wrong. This model made me rich. But, man, at the cost of learning all kinds of lessons along the way. So we'll start with the first lesson. You've got to have a realistic expectation of the share of the profits. Now, you've got this guy standing for the credit. I stood for the credit on the deal. And I went out and got deals that were, you know, such that they're, most of them were owner finance type of deals. We didn't use conventional financing very often, but I was the guy standing for the credit and credibility to these people that owner financed. He put up the money. Now, the problem was that when we went to our first closing on 11 properties, he changed his mind at closing and said, no, I'm not going to give you 50-50. I'm only going to give you 25%. And that 25% has remained traditional at Lifestyles forever. It's about, you know, 20-25% is all anybody ever takes around here, not 50%. The money deserves more than 50% of the profit, especially if this guy's putting up the labor. Now, this person sending me this email is a member of Lifestyles. So in listening to this, I'm sure he's not very happy me telling everybody that his 50-50 deal is not fair to the money. The money has to get more than 50% of the profit. It doesn't really matter because the money is the only limitation. You can get money easily from more and more and more and more people. That's easier and easier and easier to do every deal you do. But the money's got to be able to make a return. And if whatever the return is, it's cut in half, the money's generally not going to stay happy there. So we have found here at Lifestyles, when you do a project, and most of these things are syndications nowadays, not partnerships, that the first deal we do, we only give the syndicator 5% of the profits and whatever else he buys into, because they don't know what they're doing. They think they know what they're doing, but they don't know what they're doing until they get through it. So after the first project, then the next project we do, we'll give them 10%. And then the next project after that, we give them 15%. The next project after that, we give them 20%. And then from that point on, 20% is the maximum that we allow at Lifestyles. I said, well, why do that? Because these people don't really know what they're doing. And so this is a guy writing me an article or a question, and it's kind of sad because he's going to say, well, you don't know that about me. I probably do. I'm a member. Okay, so maybe he does, right? And maybe he talks the guy into something. But I guarantee you, if your partner figures out that he's giving you 50% and everybody else at Lifestyles is not giving any more than 20% away, he's going to figure it out at some point, and he's going to be upset, and then you're going to have problems in your partnership. The second thing about the partnership is that you never put two names on any deed. That is insane. That's the worst possible thing you could possibly do. So that idea of doing that in itself is insane. That's two people that don't understand how this really works, because you both want your name on the deed, a la that's supposed to protect you both, because one can't sell it without the other. But guess what? Then one can't sell it without the other. And guess what? One can't do anything without the other. And one person gets killed, you're stuck. One person decides that they've gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, they're stuck. You know, people are all good when I met them, Del. They're always good when I meet them, until they're not. Then one day they have a fight with their wife or the wife and the husband and blah, 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 blah. You know, they lose their job and they go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. All of a sudden, they want more. Hey, I can't take 50% anymore. I've got to have 75 or 80% of that money because I got to live on it because I just lost my job. And the other guy goes, but that's not what we agreed to. Well, where is that agreement in writing? So the way it works is you have an LLC and you set up the agreements, and all of the agreements, everything is in writing, every little bit. And that's why there's 15 hours of this, is because there's so many different issues you need to address. When we first started Lifestyles and I was doing these partnerships, and people are going, wow, that's so cool. I want to go do that too. So guys that had no money and no credit would go find somebody that had money and credit and try to put these partnerships together, right? But here's what happened. People that don't have money and don't have credit, don't have money and don't have credit for a reason. They don't know how to make money. And so as much as it seems like it's the natural progression of things that poor people go to work with, partner with rich people, the problem is rich people are rich because they make good decisions, and poor people are poor because they make bad decisions. So what happened was is that we had about 90% of these kinds of deals at this point, before we figured out how to fix it, fail, right? They failed. And they failed because the people that were doing them didn't have the expertise financially to run a business. And it especially happened when there was partnerships into apartment complexes. Those are almost 100% failure. Why? Because it's a job. And when you only get paid on the profit, and there's no profit because you're not that good at what you're doing, it doesn't turn out to be a lot of money. And so what would happen is guys would get into these deals, they'd suffer through it for weeks, maybe even months, and then give up and go, I'm not making any money. This is the poor person in the deal that is getting paid 50%, as he's talking about. In my case, it was 25%. And at Lifestyles, it's never been more than 20%. You know, these people are getting paid 20% and there's no profit. So 20% of very small profit is nothing, and they can't survive. And I did, because number one, I had income. And number two, I was very experienced at what I was doing. So every deal I put together with these people made me a lot more money. These are the two failures of this system. So how do we fix this system? We fixed it by going away from partnershiping and going to syndications. And in the syndication, what would happen is somebody got paid to manage the property. If you were good enough to do it, then we could pay you. Instead of an override, we would give you a management fee for doing the work. You'd get a fee. The beautiful thing about that is if you got tired and you stopped working or you did a terrible job, the money could fire the labor because the labor isn't doing it right. If the money was making a profit and there was, you know, a reality to this as being an actual business, then the labor would get their share of the profits plus whatever they're getting paid for as a fee to do the work. This way, if the labor ran away, you simply take that salary and give it to a management company and let them run it. This way, if that person was terrible, you just simply take that management fee away from them and give it to a management company. You could still give them whatever ownership percentage they had, but you take away the fee for operating the property. And once we did that, things became a lot better. We then had still the problem of a lot of times the people who were getting in the deal didn't understand what they were doing because they really didn't understand money. And what we then did was we put in rules. One of the rules was you had to put up 10% of the money. There was a thing where people that didn't have any skin in the game would say, yeah, do this, and then they'd run off and leave. They'd just get tired of doing it and quit. So we then made them have to have skin in the game. We inverted it so that the first deal they did, they had to have 25% of the money down. The second deal they did, they only had to have 10 or 15% of the money down. And the last deal, they only had to have the third deal, 5% of the money down. Then after the third deal, if they'd been successful three times, then there was no requirement for them to put money in the deal. However, in Lifestyles Unlimited, it'd be very hard to raise capital if you don't put money in the deal because what we teach the passive people, the ones putting up the money for these deals, we teach them don't put any more money in the deal than what the lead puts in themselves. Because if they don't even believe in their own deal, then obviously you shouldn't believe in their own deal, right? And that is the way you pick a good lead. How much does the lead believe in the deal? How much do they put into the deal, right? So we solved much of that problem. The second thing we did was we said you could only do a deal that you qualified for. And at that point, it was called right-sizing the deal. You had enough money to put down 25% of the down payment. You qualified for the mortgage, the loan on the deal. And then you were at something that was within your financial realm, something you actually qualified for. Well, that got destroyed somewhere along the line about 5 or 6 years ago, and I've had, and I will have, be changing that in the near future, which is they started using KPs. A KP is someone who signs on the loan with you because you don't have enough of a balance sheet to do a certain size property. That is, seemed like an easy solution. This came out of the outer world, not out of Lifestyles. In other words, people out there in the real world were putting these syndications together and they couldn't qualify for the loan. So they were getting one, two, three, five people to put their balance sheet up and sign on the loan with them to be able to qualify for the loan. Because on the loan, your balance sheet has to equal whatever that is. Man, that became problematic because now people that had no idea what they were doing, that were trying to do deals that are way too large for them for their first, second, or third deal, we're having all kinds of problems. So again, we have to come back and we have to say, well, that's not working, right? We want to give people an opportunity to go and be successful, but that's not working. Because again, the biggest problem about this whole theory is that an unsophisticated poor person can run a business. And they might be able to, but most of them can't. Before I ever started running these businesses, I had taken 6 years of accounting, and my dad was a CPA. I totally understood business and the way it worked. I had worked in business since I was 14 years old, running different types of businesses. I run a health club chain for 12 years, had hundreds of employees and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of equipment to take care of. The bottom line is some people try to start these businesses, don't know how to do it, and generally, they fail. All right, guys, let's get to the expo. How? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and hit expo or text expo 88007. Text expo to 88007. We look forward to seeing you there October 2nd through 5th. It's going to be a great, great party. See you then.
Thank you for for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.